This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Israeli forces continue to battle Hamas militants around a hospital in northern Gaza, where thousands of patients and displaced people have been sheltering for weeks. Fighting has raised Palestinian fears of another painful standoff and evacuation of a medical facility after recent clashes near another hospital in Gaza City. The Gaza Health Ministry said Monday that a shell struck the second floor of the hospital in Indonesia, killing at least 12 people at, I should say, the Indonesian hospital. Both blamed Israeli forces, which denied firing a shell, but said it returned fire on militants inside the hospital compound. Israeli forces, which denied firing the shell, but said it returned fire on militants inside the hospital compound. And despite the fighting, some 200 patients and their companions were evacuated from the facility on Monday. That follows the evacuation to Egypt of at least 28 premature babies from Shifa Hospital. 3 weeks ago, the Israeli military unveiled a detailed 3D model of Gaza Shifa Hospital. It showed a series of underground installations that it said was part of an elaborate Hamas command and control center buried under the territory's largest healthcare center. Days after taking control of the hospital, seized, the military has yet to unveil the purported center. It has released videos of weapons allegedly seized inside the hospital. U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin has made an unannounced visit to Ukraine, traveling to Kyiv by train from Poland. He's making a high-profile push to keep money in